You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Irish Racing Podcast. Once again here at William Hill on Tuesday, May the 8th. Andy Holden looking at a 7-race mixed programme for you at Roscommon this evening. Conditions are still pretty testing over there, amazingly, considering all the dry weather we've got. Heavy on the flat course and soft to heavy over jumps. Now, I know obviously we've got sunshine over here, but there is occasional rain and light drizzle forecast for Ireland this afternoon, well, morning and this afternoon. So just stay in touch with the weather conditions to get a final update closer to the time. Decent card, as I said, quite competitive, beginning with the 5.40. And the one to be with here is Future Proof from the Jer Lion Stable. I was really impressed by the way this horse quickened up on the bad ground at Leopardstown on his debut back in the middle of last month. And he sealed the deal, like I say, with a decent turn of foot, having looked as though momentarily he's in trouble with a couple of furlongs to run. At the form of that race, pretty good. Time figure was good. A Smooth Criminal, who was six, bolted up the other day to back that form up. And even though he's got a little bit to find, it's like if you were going to rate these horses, obviously Burgundy Boy's already got 98, but I don't think he's quite up to that standard. Future Proof, I don't think, has got as much to find as what one or two people anticipate here. And with the Jer Lion Stable continuing to go well, I'll take Future Proof to back up that first victory at Leopardstown on his debut.
Race 2.
On to race 2 then, the 6.10 first in the handicaps over mile and a quarter. Quite a competitive one as well, around about 3-1 the field at time of recording. The one I quite like here is For Pleasure from the James Barrett Stable. I'll give this geld another chance. He was really impressive when he won by 6.5 wickets at Navan. Second start-up. And even though he came unstuck the other day down in Limerick, I just felt he was a little bit unlucky the way that the race panned out. It wasn't quite as strongly run as the time before. And he couldn't quite get on terms with the winner, or indeed the second, Remy D. But, you know, given that he was heavily backed into 11 to 10 favourites and we're getting like 5-1 today, I do think this is a decent each-way bet, particularly as the dead eight runners are all due to go to post as well. So, like I say, if you can get around about 5-1 for this three-year-old who appears to handle heavy ground and he's running back over his ideal trip tonight, I do think For Pleasure he's going to be there or thereabouts there in the 6.10.
Race number 3.
On to the 6.40 then, it's a mile and a half maiden. Quite an odd-looking race in many respects. You usually get lots of flat horses running in races of this nature. But we've got two jumps horses dominating the front end of the market. We've got Like an Open Book and Mini Dahill. Mini Dahill was quite a decent 3-year-old stroke 4-year-old for the Ted Walsh stable during the winter. And she commands a lot of respect, but I'm a massive fan of this Like an Open Book. I thought she ran really well the other day down in Dundalk. Obviously on a surface she'd never run before behind Joey Sasser. Only got beat 5 lengths by Noel Meade's Charge. And of course Joey Sasser ran a blinder in one of the big handicaps of the Punchestown Festival. She's got some cracking form on softish ground over hurdles, such as 6 behind Dawn Shadow at the Punchestown Festival. She's far outrun her odds. And she's been running well in handicaps and competitive races throughout the winter on softest ground. Up until that point, she ran at Dundalk. So everything looks set for Like an Open Book to go well here. Ideal trip, ideal ground. She's a real handy type. I actually think she's a bit better than what we've seen of her so far. And Johnny Burke's 8-year-old is a strong fancy there in the 6.40.
Race 4.
On to the 7.10 then. My nap of the day runs here in the shape of Bianca Minola. He used to be trained in this country by David Minussier and was a very impressive winner by a long margin on the only time she encountered heavy ground at Fosslass. Picked up by New Connections for not too much money, actually. She made an immediate impact at Cork only on Saturday when absolutely dotting up in a very competitive handicap. I know she won by half a length, but I always felt she was holding the runner-up. The third horse had gone there off the back of 2 victories. And all in all, it was a really convincing display by Richard O'Brien's 4-year-old. Obviously, the ground conditions tonight are going to be very similar, very testing. And we know that, A, she comes in great form. B, she's going to handle the conditions. I thought the odds around about 5-1 this morning were absolutely ridiculous. So I thought she'd be allowed about a 9-4, 5-2 poke, and that might well end up being the case. She's got a good draw, and everything looks set fair for Bianca Minola to follow up that victory the other day down in Cork.
Race 5.
On to the 7:40 then, and we've got a weakish looking affair for the first of the National Hunt races. It's a bumper, and all eyes will no doubt here be on Small Farm for good reason. This horse was second in the Derby behind a horse called Alpine Cobra, and the form of that race looks pretty solid in the context of this one. Wasn't particularly fancy because the horse had pulled up when even money favourite the time before, so it was a much better turnaround from this Gelden by Wesson. Now confidence is high that this horse is over whatever problem was ailing it back in March. One would imagine that William Mullins will have another bumper winner here in the shape of Small Farm.
Race number 6.
On to the 8:10 then, and again, another one of my strong bets runs in this race in the shape of the 10-year-old Concordian from the Robert Tyner stable. A little bit of a hit and miss character over the years, but he was really good the last day down in Limerick when he stayed on very strongly, having travelled well throughout that race, to beat a horse called Take the Cash, who won the other day in fairly convincing fashion down in Cork. There was 29 lengths back to the third, suggesting it was a good race, and the time figure backed up that view as well. The cheek pieces which were on that occasion clearly worked, and along with a forceful rider, well, usually that horse had been held up. So hopefully connections will ride it the similar, because this is a really big front runner's track as well, Roscommon over fences. So a strong front running ride, hopefully, with the cheek pieces on again. Even though this horse steps up to 3 miles, I do think that'll suit. Should see Concordian going again there in the 8:10.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, and all eyes no doubt here will be on Screaming Rose as she makes her third start over fences. The last time she ran over larger obstacles, she chased down the Inform Newsworthy, who won the other day down in Ballinrobe. Not a bad return, that. Bit disappointing, has to be said, off the back of a break at Punchestown the other day behind a great view in that very competitive race. But hopefully that would have blown away the cobwebs, and this represents a very winnable opportunity for William Mullins' charge. Main danger, well, there's quite a few little sneaky ones here. Girly Girl from the Informed Ross O'Sullivan stable can be fancied, and also the Green Lady, who's been noted travelling really strongly in a lot of her races without really getting home. Now, I'll put it down to really bad winter ground that she hasn't been getting. Now, no, obviously it's going to be fairly testy in here tonight, but not as bad as what it has been for her. And there's a good chance that Pat Foy's 7-yard from a yard in form could reward each way support round about the 6-1 mark. But very much the one to beat there is Screaming Rose. Thanks very much for listening to this edition then of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join me again tomorrow evening when we'll be taking a look at a 7-race flat card for you at Gowran Park. So until then, it's bye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.